Project Sapient is a podcast meant to engage our brothers and sisters in the law enforcement and military communities in conversations that we all know we need to have. All opinions you'll hear are our own, are protected by our First Amendment of the United States Constitution, and in no way reflect or are meant to reflect the opinion of any specific agency, officer, or service member. Some opinions may be controversial. Listener discretion is advised. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today, we're going to be talking about metaphysics, the branch of philosophy that deals with the first principles of things, including abstract concepts such as being, knowing, substance, cause, identity, and space.
Get the fuck out of here.
Just kidding.
Coming at me with that bullshit. Actually, it's interesting.
It is.
But this is better. Project Sapient, guys.
Midweek roll call.
Midweek roll call.
My name is Iman, and Pete, say hello.
What's up, guys? What do we got this week, bro?
This week is probably one of the most important attaboys that we're gonna give out.
All right, these guys need some metal. I see what you pulled up.
Yeah,
get that metal out there.
Yeah. So
what do you got?
So our hats go off to our brothers and sisters of Capitol Police.
Hold on. Oh. Havoc Journal.
Yeah, do your thing.
Havoc Journal. Forgot about them.
Yeah.
Live Boston 617. Gym Junkies. Thank you guys for everything. We love you. Thank you for everything. So go back to it.
All right. So again, thank you. So I found this article from Police One, written by Susie Zengler. And,
hey, Susie.
Yeah. Actually, a big attaboy to our brothers and sisters of Capitol Police. You guys had your work cut out for you. And personally, I think a little bit screwed at the same time.
Of course.
In terms of I'm not going to call them political leaders. Again, I hate that word.
No.
You can't put political and leader in one word, in one freaking phrase.
We have to get away from that.
Yeah. The officials. The political officials, I will say. Elected officials.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. I think you guys down there got raw end of the stick on that one. That was I was furious. I mean, I'm sure Pete.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what's nice though is after it was all done, and you know, unfortunately, one of their officers was it two officers that died?
Yeah, I think so.
Two officers
up until the point of we're recording this.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I saw the pictures and the videos of officers getting stampeded and you know getting pushed and really. I saw an image of an officer getting beaten with a thin blue line flag.
For the fucking flag, man. Come on.
Right? I mean, it was are you serious? Look,
these guys were dealt a shitty hand.
Yeah.
Guys were dealt a shitty hand.
Yes.
Because we all know the truth. We know that 99.9% of the people that went down there went to exercise their rights.
Exactly.
We've said it a million times on the show, right?
Yep.
You can protest that the sky is fucking blue and you want it to be red.
Yep.
It's your constitutional right. We've all sworn to it.
Yep.
We've all bled for it.
Yep.
Now, the second you turn into a shithead, all gloves are off.
Oh yeah, no, you're done. It's over. Your right to protest goes away because it's become a riot. It's become an insurgency. It's become so dangerous that the gloves have to come off.
Absolutely. And look, we know everybody listening to the show has heard this a million times from a million different sources and everything. We want to give everybody props for the way they handled themselves, the police officers, the way they handled themselves. They were dealt a shitty hand and they came out of it. Although bad things happened,
yes,
it could have been a lot worse.
One shout out I want to give is to the Capitol Police officer who led mob away from the Senate chambers.
I saw that.
He's an Iraq war vet.
Yep.
So veteran to veteran, brother, great job.
Was some tactical thinking.
Absolutely. I mean, his name is Officer Eugene Goodman. And man, brother, you did an outstanding job in keeping the protesters distracted, keeping them on you and leading them in a different direction. I mean, you know,
when I saw that footage and a majority of people, I felt for your safety. So I didn't know if you were actually backing off because you were the only one and you've got dozen or more rioters in front of you. I get it, man. You start backing your way, you keep that distance. But in reality, you were doing much more than that. You were leading them away from the Senate chambers.
You were leading them, like, dude, he held his composure.
Oh, yeah.
He thought tactically.
Yep.
Can you imagine the stress levels? Imagine sitting there, you're in the U.S. Capitol.
Yeah.
The stress of that alone, you're protecting that.
Here's the thing. Veteran to veteran, Iraq war vet, right? Went, fought, came home. He was an infantryman and fought, came home, is in the nation's capital, and this happens. I mean, part of me says he probably felt he was right back in Iraq.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. Holy shit. And what is going on here? I'm a U.S. soldier's brother and sister of mine have died fighting for this country. What the fuck is going on?
Am I about to die here?
Exactly. Exactly.
A U.S. police officer was thinking to himself, you know he was. There's nobody that can tell me that he wasn't.
Yeah.
He was thinking to himself, is this it? Am I going to fucking die in the Capitol?
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
And kudos to this man. I know we were talking about sending him a t-shirt.
Yeah.
We want to send a lot more to these guys, right?
Yeah.
But if anybody knows him personally, have him reach out to our email, projectsapien2020@gmail.com. And we want to take care of this officer. And we'll send as much as we can for the rest of the officers too.
Yeah.
We're not this giant corporation that we can send millions.
Yeah.
But we'll do what we can.
Yeah.
We really want to help and take care of these guys.
Yeah.
So this article, Ayman.
Yes.
It talks about all the thank yous that they're getting.
Yes. I mean, it's amazing. I guess the thank yous were lined up along the tunnel between the Capitol and the House office buildings. I mean, some of the thank you notes, like, thank you for protecting us. We come to work confident because of you. And this is all directed to Capitol Police. And you just see, I mean, you know, if you guys go online, check out how many notes are lined up.
Yeah, wow.
In that tunnel. And I mean, it's amazing to see. And, you know, I'm sure it lifted the spirits of a lot of those officers.
Of course it did.
Because they got beaten down bad.
Dude, I'll tell you, it's nothing in comparison. Well, it is in comparison, right? During all the protests over the summer and stuff like that. You know, we were beaten down.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. One of the most encouraging moments I had was I walked into my station that night and a little kid from the neighborhood had just drawn a little heart saying thank you.
Yeah.
And I don't want the thank you. I hate it when people come up to me and say thank you. I always say, it's my pleasure. You don't never need to thank me, blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
But seeing that little heart from the kid was like, this is all fucking worth it.
Yeah. You know, we same thing, like... quick thing with me, you know, we dealt with the protesters and I was one of the undercover guys within the protest. So I had to hear all this hate talk, all this.
You wear dreadlocks?
No, I did not.
I could have sworn I have a vision in my head of you in dreads.
If I had them, I'd wear them.
I cut you off. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Go on.
No, sorry. But you know, you felt that hate. You see that hate all around you. And me as a cop undercover, I'm like, holy shit. You know, I don't want to get, obviously you don't want to get found. And it's a stressful situation. Because talk about eyes in the back of your head, you're 360 and everything. And I can imagine with these officers, I mean, again, just seeing the pain on their faces as they're getting beaten. And you can tell they were holding back, though, still. Even in the face of imminent danger, they did not. I don't know if any of them pulled their firearms out, these officers, specific officers. Other than that woman that got shot, I don't think any other officer really engaged in that way because they kept their bearing, so to speak.
Absolutely, man. They kept their bearing. They remained sapient. They remained oath takers.
Yes.
You know, yes. I saw as much as the bad shit that happened down there, I saw a lot of videos of some of the protesters that were helping law enforcement. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen those yet.
There was there was one guy and one girl officer, I think, that were separated.
Yeah.
You know what happens, right? They got separated, and this large crowd, these big, angry Americans, these guys are probably like, oh my God, they're coming to beat my ass. They came over, and they're like, where's your squad? We're going to get you to them.
Yeah.
And it was like, That made me proud.
Yeah.
Like, these guys were protesting, and they wanted to make sure that the oath takers were protected.
Here's the thing. We've seen it time and time again with protests. The majority of them are peaceful, but you have the splinter cell. The 100 to 200 bad actors.
Opportunists,
arsonists, anarchists.
Agitators.
That will use the peaceful protest for their own personal agenda.
True or false? A lot of times in these protests, the agitators and the assholes have no idea why they're there.
Oh, 100%. I've seen it interviewed numerous times off various, whether it's social media, you name it. I've seen it where a reporter would say, why are you here? I don't know. I just came.
I think you're 100% right. Let me ask you a personal question.
Yeah.
What do you think about, it's been coming out on the news, that departments across the country are starting to fire guys and girls, police departments are starting to fire guys and girls that even attended the rally?
That's, to me, that's a bit much. You have the right to go and be at a peaceful assembly as an American. But you also, here's the thing, like I come from my military background, right? Where as a military and as a veteran, we can't be at those types of assemblies because we represent the country, right? Right. So
these guys were going as civilians.
Yes, I get it, going as civilians. So for me personally, like as a cop, I don't go to these things because, again, I don't want to be associated with any right. bad state actors, because these protests, you're going to have them. It's right. like almost nearly every protest I've ever been in, you have the bad actors. And I don't want that badge to get tarnished because of 1%, 2% of these assholes.
But okay, let's scenario.
Yeah.
I understand your mindset. I agree with it.
Yeah.
But there's a cause, whatever it may be, where it's you know, detrimental to your life. And you're like, fuck this, I'm going. Nobody's going to know I'm a cop. I'm there. Then you come home and get fired. You don't do anything. You're not a shithead. You don't break stuff. You try and help out. You do everything right. And you come home and your department fires you.
I'm a big believer in due process. Why are they firing them right away? Now, if they were part of the insurrection, whatever they want to call it,
yeah.
fuck it, arrest them, actually.
Be gone.
Yeah, arrest them. If you were there as an off-duty officer or as a private citizen and you're there chanting and doing whatever, you go back home, the department knew you were down there, the department should be concerned if you were part of that insurrection, not part of the peaceful protest.
I get. Yeah. Like, if they see video, if they...
Yeah.
Whatever it may be, if you're part of it, you're an asshole.
Yeah.
If you were burning and breaking and killing and...
Oh, yeah.
You're an asshole.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be your brother.
No. No, absolutely not. So for officers to get fired just like that, I'm not for it.
Man, it's encouraging to see because this last year, through COVID, through all the fucking riots and all the bad name... That it's not officers have gotten a bad name, that we've been labeled.
Yeah. Vilified.
Vilified.
Yeah.
You know, it's encouraging to see that all these politicians came out. I know a lot of you are about to hear me and be like, what? 50% of them came out to jump on the bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because a few of them came out and said, wow, these fucking cops protected us.
Yeah.
And then they saw, oh, this is an opportunity. This is a political opportunity.
Yeah.
This is a way to get some bad blood against other politicians.
Yeah.
Remain nameless.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, I'm bullshit at everything that happened, but at the same time, I'm like, wow. Like, you're looking at some of these pictures and there's thousands of notes saying thank you. And again, you know, none of these Capitol officers want the thanks.
Oh, no. No.
But imagine walking down this hallway and seeing that.
You know, it's funny, like, we, as officers, yeah, we don't want the thanks, but, like, even I walking through my PD, our staff, they put up the thank you notes that we always get and stuff like that, and it's kind of nice to see from time to time.
Sure.
Because it's a good pickup for officers, especially, you know, with whatever situation we're dealing with out on the street, whether we just came back from an infant dying or dealt with intense protests and
yep.
whatever else. It's nice to see that kind of support, and every once in a while, those thank you notes really do lift us.
They of course do, man, and this is a great article by Police One. We're going to put it on the description of our episode here.
Yeah. And well, so big shout out to Capitol Police. Big shout out to my brother, veteran, and everybody who was involved in that. And if you were part of that insurrection, you're an asshole and don't listen to us.
Absolutely. Guys, keep the faith. We love you. Stay safe. We'll talk to you later.